This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.
When we think about the end of this century, by and large, most of the ice in the Fraser Basin will be gone.
That's according to a new study by Dr. Brian Manunis, glaciologist based at the University of Northern British Columbia in the Department of Geography, Earth, and Environmental Sciences, or GEES, or GEES.
And also working right now for the federal government, Natural Resources Canada, Geological Survey of Canada.
He has recently participated in a study providing a comprehensive assessment of worldwide glacier mass loss between the year 2000 and 2023.
Well, this particular study, I'm one of many, many authors, and it really is the summary of a workshop and a intercomparison exercise by glaciologists worldwide to better understand how much and where and how quickly glaciers are disappearing and melting from Earth's mountains. There have been a number of studies, recent and a benchmark one in 2015, which really looked at the projected loss of glaciers. So, and those earlier papers clearly show, unfortunately, that glaciers are not long for our world, especially those small ones. When we think about the end of this century, by and large, most of the ice in the Fraser Basin will be gone. In Western Canada, for example, over the 23-year period, we've lost about 23%, so about 1% per year. That has not been uniform. There are some years where we lose much more. But we're really starting with a smaller amount of ice, and these are really small glaciers, relatively small, compared to some of the large, truly large ice fields in the Northern Coast Mountains, the St. Elias. Even under very high emission scenarios, those areas will continue to have perhaps one half of the remaining ice if we were, for example, to compare to the ice in Arctic Canada. But collectively, Canada is home to nearly one quarter of Earth's ice.
That's significant.
Unfortunately for us, however, because the glaciers are small in the Fraser Basin, they're not really expected to be around by the end of this century. And that has implications, not just for buffering capacity as seasonal snow has been depleted, but rather it's also a part of our legacy and part of our cultural, if you will, identity. You know, when I first moved to British Columbia, I fell in love with the mountains simply because they were ice-clad and beautiful, beautiful glaciers.
And there's a reasonable chance that it just might not be like that anymore in the relatively near future. If we're looking at a timescale of thousands of years, certainly this is a lot closer than far away.
This is by the end of this century, so that's not thousands, that's 80 years, less than 80, which is quite worrisome, to say the least.
Overall, there is a net loss.
Sadly, there's a net loss. And for this particular study, if we took all of the ice, converted it to water, then over that 23-year period, it's accounted for about 1.8 centimeters of sea level rise. And to think of it in another way,
okay, so it
corresponds to 276, I think, I can't remember, 70-something gigatons of mass change per year. And that's kind of a hard number to visualize. But one gigaton is 1 billion cubic meters. So imagine a billion full-size pickup trucks with their backs filled with water. That's about a cubic meter. So each year we're losing 273 billion of those per year.
It's incredible. Throughout the media we've consumed in pop culture over our lives, people may generally think of this affecting coastal areas and maybe a future where we all become pseudo-pirates like in James Cameron's Waterworld or something like that. But are there implications more locally in our own region of central interior BC that you could perhaps illustrate?
Mm-hmm. So in addition to sea level rise, so this particular study and others before it have really shown first with respect to sea level that melting glaciers right now represent the second largest component responsible for sea level rise. So this is larger right now than the Greenland melt from the Greenland ice sheet. It's substantially larger than the Antarctic ice sheet, but it's not as large as the sea level rise component due to thermal expansion of water. So as you heat up water and it's the Earth has gotten warmer, you allow that water to accommodate more volume, and as a result, that's causing sea levels to rise. But back to BC, why do glaciers matter? These are important natural resources that in many times are supplementing our headwater streams when seasonal snow is at a minimum or is melted away. Also during times of drought, these glaciers kick in and allow cool, plentiful water to exist in many of these streams. And it's really important for aquatic ecosystems. In some cases, in some of the watersheds that drain into Alberta, they do represent important freshwater flow for human consumption and agriculture. And also in some cases, for some of our watersheds, the melt from glaciers is responsible or helps to supplement clean energy, so hydropower generation.
So we're looking at locally in our region, certainly something like salmon stocks could be affected, steelhead, the river ecology could certainly be affected by this. Mm-hmm. And electricity, something we all depend on, is another big factor in our day-to-day lives that could dramatically affect it.
That's right. And there's also another component, and that is the changes in geohazards. So as we get our mountains becoming deglacierized, we are actually exposing steeply sloped terrain, which is sometimes unfortunately susceptible to landslides. And so this can occur largely through a concept referred to as debuttressing. Mm-hmm. So as we have a glaciated valley that becomes ice-free, you're setting up steep terrain, which is susceptible to failure. And those landslides can sometimes enter a standing body of water, and that can cause what's called an outburst flood. In some cases, we may also get small surficial lakes forming on top of glaciers adjacent to the margins, and these can sometimes drain underneath the ice. And we had a particular event happen in Pemberton, outside of Pemberton last July. And that was an event that fortunately did not kill anyone, but was responsible for mobilizing sediment in a channel, causing a type of landslide called a debris flow, and also impacted downstream agricultural land, but also some footbridges as well.
If we're looking at our lives here in Central Interior, Northern BC, so a time period of within this century that we might not be seeing glaciers in our landscape, what kind of changes are you thinking we may experience within our world that as we know it here in Prince George? Do you think our way of life may change to the extent that we might all be having different jobs? We might all be doing completely different things because we have to adapt to a very different world.
Lots of questions there and lots of implications. There's no question that climate change and rising temperatures induced and primarily driven by rising greenhouse gas emissions have altered the climate that we're seeing, and they will continue to alter the climate going forward. This has implications not just for glaciers and sea level rise. You know, don't forget the contribution from glaciers continues to decrease. We'll start to get a larger component from the ice sheets such as Greenland. And that's a bit worrisome because there is a substantial sea level rise potential of the Greenland ice sheet. It's not going to melt next year, and it's not going to melt entirely within 100 years. But the contribution as we get towards the end of the century will be larger and larger. So the consequences of sea level rise will create conditions where it will cost more people to mitigate and protect against coastal erosion, against rising waters due to flooding. And so that has implications for everyone's insurance. Think, for example, of what just happened in California. those fires, the fires that we've had in Jasper, the fires that we continue to have year after year in British Columbia, these are increasing costs of insurance. And so climate change is having a profound effect on everyone's way of life, whether you're a forester, whether you're a glaciologist, whether you're just simply listening to this program in Prince George. It will affect everyone, and it continues to affect everyone.
The nice thing about this research is that it's not necessarily behind a paywall. Where can people access your research and your findings? How can we read about
it? A number of ways. I always encourage interested public to reach out and contact me. You could certainly contact me at the university. If you're a sharp, aspiring, interested student, come work with us. Come talk to us. You can certainly download a copy of the Glamby paper, but you can also certainly contact me or contact anyone in GEES for information about snow and ice.
Can't do this work alone.
Always looking for sharp, talented students.
Thanks so much for your time with us in studio today, Brian. I really appreciate it.
No, it's a lot of fun.
Is there anything I didn't ask you about that you wish I had asked?
My favorite karaoke song?
Yeah, definitely.
Copacabana.
Nice. That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's about it.
Right on. I'm working on my Chris Stapleton voice. It's not going very well. Yeah. Thanks so much for your time.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.